today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns. So for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
Have you ever had an attitude? Have you ever been accused of having a good attitude? Have you ever been accused of having a bad attitude? What is an attitude? An attitude is defined as a manner of thinking or feeling or behaving that reflects a state of mind or disposition. Based on this definition, I'm sure we've all experienced an attitude. Interacting with others on a daily basis creates opportunities for you to decide if you will have a good or bad attitude as it relates to the issues you encounter. How many of you know that you choose the attitude you will have? Attitudes do not walk up and introduce themselves. You choose to have a good one or a bad one. In Luke chapter 10, verses 38 through 42, we see both in action when Jesus entered a certain village and is welcomed into the home of Martha and Mary. Upon entering, Mary, the sister of Martha, sat at Jesus' feet to hear his words. Martha, who welcomed Jesus into their home when he entered the village, was distracted from hearing Jesus' words as a result of focusing on much serving. Martha was otherwise minded. Mary chose to have a good attitude and display it by sitting at Jesus' feet and focusing on what was necessary and more needful. Martha, on the other hand, had chose to have a bad attitude and said to Jesus, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Therefore, tell her to help me." Jesus answered Martha and said, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things. But one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen that good part, which will not be taken away from her." Mary chose to have an attitude of worship. Jesus was in her house. Today, make sure you choose to have a good attitude, an attitude of worship. Today, choose to participate in the good part. Worship him in spirit and in truth as you go about your day. Today, make sure you choose to have a good attitude and focus on what is needful. Don't get so busy that you get distracted from his will. Don't get so busy doing things that don't have eternal value. Don't get distracted from the good part. Choose wisely. Have an attitude of worship today. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing, the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message, start your personal Bible reading plan, customize your private journal, and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.